guys, it's your girl Ashley, and we are back coming to you straight from LNP Studios. If you're not following LNP Studios on Instagram, like we always tell you, please be sure to do so at LNP Studios, and also make sure you're following The Dose. And today, guys, you guys can see we don't got DJ A1 here. We got a special guest. I'm going to let him introduce himself.
Yeah, we miss A1, right?
we miss A1, but...
My name is Darius. I'm a regular guy, nobody special yet. I'm a supporter. I'm a Never Sober ambassador. Mm-hmm. And I would say a close friend of Ashley's.
He's actually one of us.
Right. So, follow me on Instagram, XXKingReeseXX.
Anyways, no time to plug himself in there.
But I'm going to bring my own little special, I would say, sauce to the podcast.
So, it's been a while since me and you seen each other. Like, you know, obviously I'm going to interview today, but we're going to make this like a conversation. So, tell me, like, what you've been up to, like, more or less? Like,
maintaining. You know what I'm saying? Regular stuff. Nothing crazy. Got little things I'm working on. Mm-hmm. Little things I want to put together and stuff like that. But when that happens, you know, I'm going to release it. I don't want to talk too much. I don't want to be a talker. I want to be
a because I know you're working on something. But yeah. If you could give us like a little bit of some insight on what you're working on. Give us a little spoiler at The Dose. You know, we do something special at The Dose all the time. Give us at least a little spoiler.
I would say I'm working on something and doing something for us, okay. Our people, our culture. You know what I'm saying? I would say our group. I'm working on something that we could be proud of. That we can call our own, something that we could be, you know, look at and say, you know what, I'm a part of that, I love that, I'm rocking with it. That's basically it.
You want to tell us a little bit, like, where that came from, or that's a little too much?
This could be a conversation that we could spend hours on, mm-hmm. But I can give you, like, a little synopsis about it. I would say, in the last, 5 years or so, there's been a lot of talk about, you know, us and what we bring to the table and how we are the forefathers of culture. And we make things shake, whether it's music, fashion, you know, everything. We are the more or less the originators, but we don't get more or less the money, and we don't get more or less the clout off of it. You know, mm-hmm. I would say people from the dominant society, they're being rewarded off of the hard work that we bring to the table. But what else is new, right?
Definitely.
What else is new? Whatever we do, you know what I'm saying, we don't reap the benefits of it. But whether it's clothes or I would say music, art, stuff like that, I'm trying to get a little conglomerate going to where all those people can be, you know, feel rewarded and be thanked about what they bring to the table and give you something that you can put on your back proud of it. Okay. Not more, let's make someone who's already richer even more rich.
I'm excited for this, guys. Like, I know you don't want to say too much, so I'm not going to, like, poke your mind too much about it.
Yeah,
but
I don't want to.
We had to give the people something. I don't want to be that guy who's talking and doesn't
bring nothing to the table. I want to more or less, boom, it's here. Support it. Let us support you, and let's go.
Better bring some merch to The Dose. That's what I'm
saying. You know.
Y'all heard it here first, so.
Absolutely.
All right, so, like I said, DJ A1 is not here right now, but we're still going to keep the party going. We're still going to keep the show going. And, as always, we're going to jump into our first subject. So, today's first subject, we're going to talk about, obviously, Nicki Minaj. You guys know, she dropped her album about 24 hours ago. We could say that?
Something like that.
So we got to talk about it. We have to talk about it. I'm going to honestly say that I listened to her album. Usually a new album comes out, I hear it, and I take like 2 songs from it, and I'm like, all right, that's it, you know. But this album, I could literally sit down and listen to.
Got you.
So I liked it. I'm a fan. I don't know how you feel about
it. I'm not going to lie and say I listened to it because I did it.
Okay. At least you're honest.
At the end of the day, I just kind of feel like overall I'm kind of sour on rap for the most part now. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm not drunk in the club, I don't really care about the current, you know, climate of rap. But overall, when it comes to her specifically, I just have no interest in listening to her.
Really?
It's nothing personal, just like overall. Like, I've seen her go from...
You know the Barbie fan's going to come
out.
Yeah,
I know. I see her go from...
Yeah, I have a couple of hate messages
new,
here.
The new it female rapping and with, you know, Young Money and, you know, with Lil Wayne and everybody and having all the hype and having all the, you know, more or less people have all the followers. And then I see her go from somebody who became very popular, very, you know, successful. And then my thing is, she's in her second phase of her career, or third, or however you want to put it. I know it's not her first. Mm-hmm. And I say that it came after Cardi. And, you know, after Cardi came and she took the world by fire, and then Remy getting out of jail, I just don't have any interest. It's not because of, you know, I don't know her. But I kind of feel like she hasn't grown.
So can you say more or less that she got flushed out by Cardi and by... you know, Remy?
Or I mean, it's sad. It's crazy because I'm 26, but I consider myself from the 90s era. And back then, we had multiple female MCs that all brought different things to the table, that were all going platinum, that were all great. And then this era kind of feels like she felt as if she's supposed to be the only female. And then with another female popping, she kind of got discombobulated. She knows to do herself. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I do agree with you. I feel like she did do that. But at the same time, I do feel like she came back really strong. Because like I said, you didn't hear the album
yet. Yeah, you got it.
But you know, you didn't hear the, I heard the album. It was really good. Like, I feel like for her to come back that strong, like, that was good. Like, she came back and she made her mark. Like, I bet she could sit out for a couple of weeks and be like, all right, I'm going to just let that, like, simmer and stuff, but.
I think the antics, basically, they get more play than the music. Because what she been doing on Twitter the past day or so.
No, that, yeah.
Airing people out. People are talking more about that than the album. Yeah. And let's be honest. We're talking about sales. Sales, for the most part, don't matter in this day and age. I mean, they matter, but they're not as important as back in the days.
That is true.
Cardi sold 500,000 more copies in the first week than she did.
But you got to understand, too, Cardi, for me, when I supported Cardi, it wasn't so much of the music. I love the music, don't get me wrong, but it was more of her as a person. Like, I really, like...
The resonate was.
I like her. Like, I was like, oh, she's from the Bronx. Like, you know, like, she's just so upfront. That's like, I love her as a person. So, it's like, she could do no wrong in my eyes. Nicki, more or less, like, yeah, I like her, too. But with her, I listen more to the music. So, I guess it also plays into, like... You know, what do you actually support? Are you supporting the person or are you supporting the music?
Absolutely.
So with Nicki, I feel like a lot of people are supporting the music, that she doesn't need to do all that extra stuff, you know, going on Twitter and doing. So that does kind of like, you know, downplay her in a sense. But overall, I'm sorry. I don't know. Like, I feel like she could, that with the album that I listened to, hopefully when you listen, I'm going to make you listen to it after this, actually.
Yeah, I'm not going to comment on the album.
Yeah, too. I need you to listen to it. But with the album I listened to, I feel like I read her comments and I'm like, go ahead, girl, you got it. Like, you could talk all the shit you want.
Got you. Now, that makes sense. Absolutely. I just, as a legend, because we got to call her a legend, I just feel like...
Wait, I got to stop you right there. Why we got to call her a legend?
Because in her era, she was number one for what? Mm-hmm. She started out with 07 with Young Money, 08?
Yeah, around there.
So let's give her an 8-year run. Let's say give her 10 years.
You definitely got to give her
a 10-year run of being number one in her lane, period. Like, there was no other female even grasping at her shoelaces, when you say, until Cardi came out. So regardless of you want to say that, oh, well, she hasn't grown lyrically or she's had the same flow for 10 years, which is true. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But there was nobody else good enough to take that spot until now.
Yeah.
To challenge her, you know, challenge her throne, queen, right? Overall,
even the name was shade.
We have to call her a legend. I think she's dealing with a legend right now in a space that she's not used to being in. With Cardi on heels and Remy coming out.
Yeah, because when she first came out, there wasn't a lot going on, you know, with female rap.
And it was
some stuff going on, but I feel like not as now.
Yeah.
You know, like, you didn't, it's crazy. Like, you see cars passing by and they're like bumping female rappers. Yeah. Like, I barely heard that. Especially if it wasn't just like a one-hit wonder type of situation, you know? But they bump an album, so... I mean, moral of the story is, Nicki got comfortable. She came back strong, in my opinion, because I heard the album. Mm-hmm. So, I guess we gotta give her respect. Can you say you could give her your respect?
Yeah, I definitely can, regardless of the album's good or not, but I just don't want the antics.
Got you. All right, so we're gonna move on to our next topic. We're gonna keep this going. We're gonna move on to what's going on in Baltimore right now. And I'm going to definitely swing that to you, Darius, because he came in here a little fired up about it. So I'm going to let him take the floor and talk about it.
I mean, when it comes to that situation, it's just a microcosm of what's been going on, you know, since the beginning of time.
But, like let's because I know a lot of people don't really, you know, keep up with certain things, you know, especially, like, politics, you know, day and age. Like, a lot of people don't keep up with it. So, like... Just give us like a little rundown summary of like what happened with that.
So essentially, it was a viral video that came out not too long ago about a guy who was basically just in front of his, I'm not sure if it was a residence or a store.
Okay.
And a cop basically attacked him. But the crazy part about it was, you know, he didn't hit him back. He didn't defend himself. The cop was laying hands on him, punching him repeatedly in his face and his head, knocked him down. Yeah. It was just nonsense. And he had a partner that was with him that didn't break up the fight. Now, props to whoever recorded the video and put it out there because, you know, it's awareness. It went viral.
Yeah.
But doing actually some more research, we actually found out that this guy and this cop has had prior altercations. Wow. To where it was an open case with the gentleman. I'm missing his name right now. Sorry about that. But in terms of him and that cop, there was an open assault case with him allegedly attacking the cop. Now, with that being said, there actually was a video that leaked again back in June with that instance where that cop was beating him up again.
Right.
So, and there's no footage of him laying hands on that cop. So, it's just ironic considering the cop resigned. Usually in stuff like this, in situations like this, these cops get paid vacations.
Right.
They go on leave, their sergeant, lieutenant defends them, and they go somewhere with their family and get paid. And then when it dies down, they come right back to work.
That's definitely
this true. Guy resigned. So that kind of leads to me to see in his type of behavior, it was probably some old, grimy street shit. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, you're a cop. You're not supposed to act in that manner. You on film, knowing you're getting recorded, beating people up that is not physically harming you, that's not assaulting you. There's something deep to the story. With him resigning, It's obvious there's a lot of
meat. Yeah, because you barely see that. They barely resign. You know, that's usually the problem, that they just keep on with the job and it's like nothing happened, or, you know, we feel like it's like a slap in the wrist. And you can't even help but notice, you know, it's crazy. They say that whole, like, they want us to stop recording and to start, like, talking up more. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, at the end of the day, videos is what gets things around. Mm-hmm. You know, because like you even said, thank God somebody recorded.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I agree, especially after what happened to Junior, you know, The whole situation with don't record, you know, call 911. Definitely call 911 before you pick up and record. But I feel like if you have time to record, you know, and it's not detrimental to the person and you know, like, get it out there. Because stuff like this happens every single day.
Absolutely.
And it's a lot of people who do record and they're scared to put it out because they don't want that clout, you know, or that hate back from the police or things like that. You know, the community is strong.
Facts.
Like, we defend, I think after the whole Junior situation shows that we could come together and we could get shit done. But there's still people out there, you know, like, are a little afraid to do that, you know? So, it's just, you know, I don't even know how to even go about it. Because now me, when I run into situations, I'm like, you know, yeah, I want to record and I want to get it out there. And I want people to see this and I want some type of, you know, physical proof. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, no, I need to call 911. I need to make sure, you know. So
it's like a conflict of interest.
It's crazy because there's no real way to go about it the right way. But in this case, I guess, like, it's glad to say that, you know, it was documented, it was put out there, and it is getting handled because he resigned.
Absolutely.
I think it would have been a lot better if it would have been some form of, like, a punishment to it. Like,
imagine,
you know,
that.
That's what I'm saying. You know, like, not so much of, like, him resigning, but, you know, them firing him or him being, you know, made an example or something
exactly.
Like that. Like, so... Yeah, you know, thank God he resigned and it's like he's not no longer out there. But that's a decision he made. So as that person that took that beating, how do I sleep at night knowing
exactly.
Like that justice got really served?
Yeah.
It's just crazy. Like, this world is just.
It seems like you said a perfect word in terms of, you know, you need a punishment. You know what I'm saying? You need something to happen. And it seems like after, you know, Trayvon Martin and Freddie Gray, Sheldon Brown, all these people that have, you know, even been killed. Not even would have been beat.
Yeah, thank God he wasn't killed.
We're still
know?
Waiting for somebody to be punished in their actions. Still.
It's exactly. And I know a lot of people are going to see that situation and go, but he resigned. But that's not really...
He took the matter to his own hands, basically.
You could honestly say at this point, after what has been happening in the world and how we're coming together as people, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
He resigned, I could feel, like, in a sense of fear. Not because, oh, I did something wrong, let me resign. In a sense of, let me resign because if I don't, these people are going to catch me and beat my ass.
And that's all, that was about his act. It was about him saving his ass.
Yeah, it's like, it kind of, like, nothing really changes. And that's why we do things like this, you know, the show. That's why we want to hear people's voices. Like, I know it's only one thing to be on the show here and speak up about something, but it's still some type of communication. It's still some type of talk about it, you know? So we hear y'all out there. We know in the comments y'all saying certain things. We got y'all, but that's why we do this. Welcome back. We are here with, yet again, like I said, Darius. Got to reintroduce him because I know you guys are not used to his face and all. And this is the part of the show where it's about to get a little spicy. It's about to get a little heated. Darius, I don't know if you're ready for this.
I'm nervous already.
You nervous already?
It's hot, but I'm sweating even more.
All right, so we're about to clarify history right now. This is about to be a legendary conversation. I can't even get it out because I'm so excited. Like, the question is, how do you go about the talking stage before a relationship? Because that's, you know, people argue about that all the time. You know that there's, you know, some type of, there's lines that are some... You know, lines be crossed. Like, you get what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So more or less, let me ask you, how do you go about it? The talking stage.
How would I go about it in the future, or how I go about it previously?
No, how you feel, like, stand your ground. How you feel on it?
I mean, I think feelings play a large role in how people react to things. Mm-hmm. And I think history plays a large role as well.
Okay.
I kind of feel like we're creatures of habit. So in prior situations, if we behave a certain way, we kind of take that into the current or the future situations, whether it's mm-hmm. talking or dating, whatever the case may be. And I recognize and realize that every situation is not the same. So it's like you got to go into it and kind of like set expectations early mm-hmm. and, you know, go for it. But I kind of feel like doing all that, you're in a relationship.
But you don't feel, yeah, I get that. But you see, like me, you're already doing faces. You know, I got to see what I got to say. Like, I feel like if we're talking, there should be a line of respect. You know what I'm trying to say? This is my ideal situation in talking to somebody, right? If me and you are talking and, you know, we made that agreement, like, yeah, we're getting to know each other. We're trying to build towards something. Now, the part where it may get mixy and seem like we're in a relationship is obviously where if you speak to other females, I'm going to be upset. If you flirt, I'm going to be upset. But in all actuality, of course I'm going to get upset because I'm trying to build with you. I don't want to see you fake building with somebody else or, like, you know, getting personal with somebody else. But this is the part that gets a little messy. Mm-hmm. You have the right to walk away at any point that you want. I'm not saying you can't do that. I'm just saying it's a disrespect towards me and it bothers me. You know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. But you can do it. And the part of the talking stage is there's no breakup, really. You know what I'm trying to say? So if you just not feeling it and you feel like we're not vibing and we're not going to build anything, then you could easily just be like, yo, I don't feel like this is going to work out. It's different between, like, if we're in an actual relationship, you know, and now it's like the conversation's a little bit deeper, it's a little bit tougher. So I don't think there's nothing wrong with I don't want you talking to other people. Like, you can, obviously, but I feel like in respect to me, don't do it in front of me. Because me personally, if I'm talking to somebody, like, I'm talking to you. I'm trying to get to know you. I can't get all, like, clouded with different other people. I get distracted. I got ADD. I don't know about y'all. Like, I can't focus on too many subjects at once.
I feel you.
So, I don't know how y'all do it.
In response to that, I kind of feel like every situation is a you know, different situation.
Right.
Every situation has its own positive aspects and negative aspects. Mm-hmm. Now, for example, let's say you talking to somebody or you building somebody that you work with or previously worked with.
Oh, we get personal.
I think at the problem with that, more or less, is you got an eye on that person more times than usual.
That's true.
That are, you know, dating or talking or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. And that could be, I don't think no positives come out of that. I mean, the only positive really is, okay, I'm at work. I can see bae, you know, she's fire. Mm-hmm. I can flirt. I can look. But in all actuality, you can see bae whenever you want. You know, whenever you can. That is the only positive. Because I think when you add the negatives into it, dealing with other people, your friends, female, you know, clients, whatever the case may be, there's always going to be a red light that's hotter than the light that we're sitting in front of right now.
And all right, so not to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
But let me ask you this then. So how do you see, I told you how I distinguish the difference between us talking and us dating. How do you distinguish the difference between that?
I don't let a lot of people get to the point where I consider them that I'm talking to in general. Like, I have a wall. So if I let you reestablish that we're talking, you about to be my girlfriend eventually.
Because, okay, so would you be cool with me talking to other guys, flirting? Because technically I'm not in a relationship, right? That's the big argument. That's the big confusion. I'm not in a relationship with you, so I could talk to other guys, and I could flirt, and I could do what I want.
If that was in your character prior to me, I can bring it up. I can watch you work on it and try to more or less look at you from a way where it's like, all right, I'm human. I know how hard it is to change something immediately. Right. Is she going to try to stop? Because at the end, honestly, in my position, I don't even recognize what I do half the time.
Oh, yeah?
It's not an excuse.
That's an excuse.
But no, I'm just saying, in terms of, because I could be talking to somebody and doing what I'm doing, offering my service, offering my, you know, my expertise, and the female could be taking that as flirting. I'm just taking that as being helpful. And if you're used to being a certain way, like a single or, you know, a bachelor for a very long time, you don't even recognize how you come off. Because me, personally, I'm not going to, you know, basically decipher how I'm talking to somebody if I don't have to.
But if you make that decision to start talking to somebody, you don't think it's in your, you know, you're supposed to say, okay, now shit changed. I'm talking to this girl. So yeah. I need to be aware of how I'm acting. I need to be aware of what I'm doing.
Absolutely.
I need to have that line of respect.
But, you know, I agree with you, but in terms of recognizing and seeing it before it gets to a point where it's a large, big problem, you can't see that until something happens. So if something happens and shorty gets upset, curses you out, or another big thing happens, then you can look back like, okay, well, I understand where this was wrong or where I could have been better. But it's all about how you handle the
problem.
But
that's not always the case, because that's the thing. We get upset. As women, we get upset. We get jealous. I'm talking on me, you know, just saying. But as women too, I see a lot of other women do it. We get upset, we get jealous, we bring it to your attention, and your favorite thing to say is, "You're not my girl."
It's the
So that's what I'm asking you. See, I'm trying to ask you. Then, okay, so if I'm not your girl, then what? Me talking to you, that me being in that, you know, situation. What leverage that gives me on you then? What makes me so special?
Honestly, only it doesn't make you vulnerable until I decide to make you my girlfriend.
Really?
I'm not saying it like in a, I'm happy. I'm just saying it like, unfortunately, that's what we do when we talk to people.
No, you're right.
We unfortunately makes ourselves vulnerable. Because at the end, we're doing right now, which is, you know, it's typical. We're playing the gender roles thing. Because usually men abuse the talking stage.
Yeah.
Women tend to do it as well. They just do it differently.
Yeah.
So let's say this.
I feel like we're more upfront with it, though.
I'm not a phone guy. Even if you was my girlfriend, I'm not going to say, let me see your phone.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, a pretty girl has a multitude of men that are always trying to get with them. Mm-hmm. So in real life, in the physical, we're behaving. You're not outwardly flirting with anybody because at the end of the day, you don't have to.
Yeah, that's true.
You can be a stone cold evil female and men will still talk to you if you have a pretty face.
I agree with that.
At the end of the day, as a male, we have to have something going on with ourselves. Either we have to have a way we speak, a good job, we dress nice. We have to be presentable.
That's true.
To even
okay.
be seen
I'll give you that.
By a certain That's type true. Of female. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So my whole thing is that person could be somebody who is that one issue during the talking stage is he flirts or he knows or doesn't know it. The other thing could be when you were at home and Brian and Felix and Antonio was blowing your phone up.
Oh, we're throwing names out now. Okay.
Blowing your phone up.
All right, we're throwing names out
Hypothetical.
Now. Okay.
Blowing your phone up or whatever.
Okay.
You have a choice to respond in a flirtatious manner or not.
Okay, so in your ideal situation, how do you want a girl that is, let's say me and you, we're in the talking stage. How do you expect me to act accordingly if me and you are talking?
Me personally?
You personally, yeah. Since I'm hearing you out everything you're saying, but I want you to honestly like see what you're saying and put it into like real life.
I want you to be cognizant of the position that you're in, for one. Mm-hmm. And that's a position that a lot of females never get.
Okay.
Like I want you to be happy, like I'm talking to this nigga. Like this about to be my nigga, or this my nigga to an extent.
But how do you want me to act around other guys? Because like you said, we get hit on all the time.
I want you to also, like I said before, be kind of who you're talking to. Because at the end of the day, if it's me, it's going to get back to me, right or wrong, and you have to respect who you're dealing with. Like, be proud. If you're proud about who you're dealing with, you want to make sure that you presented them in the best manner at all times.
Of course. I'm all for that. Like, so, you know, me and you talk on personally, and I tell you, like, I feel like you should represent the person that you're with. But when that talking stage comes, that's where things get a little messy.
Yeah, it gets misconstrued.
That whole, like, you know, one thing I hate hearing is I'm not your girl. If you tell me that, I am upset. I don't want to hear that because I feel like that's a title is just a title at the end of the day. Because I could, I've done more for my guy friends, and I don't mean it's in a sexual way or anything like that. I mean it like, you know, just being there, like conversation, showing up when they need somebody to just be there for them. Like, I've done more for my guy friends than their girls have done for them.
Absolutely.
You know? And just because I don't have the title of their girl does not mean I don't get respect.
Facts.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm trying to understand, like, because...
I respect that.
It's crazy. Like,
it's true, too.
That talking stage, honestly, me, personally, I don't like the talking stage. Like, it pisses me off.
You just
like,
want to go all in, right?
I try to rush through it because, like, I don't want to deal with that. Like, I don't want to deal with the whole situation of, like, I'm not your girl. Blah, blah, blah. Like, no, like, I get it. It makes sense to, like, let's get to know each other first. But that's what we friends for. That whole talking shit is just so annoying.
Another thing, because I think a lot of times people talk and they draw it out because they're scared of a commitment.
Yeah.
They're scared
it's
of a commitment.
Same thing with, like, fiance. I've seen fiancés for years. Like, people was just, I'm like, when is you getting married? Like, they're like, oh, we're engaged. For how long? Like,
niggas don't want to make that jump.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like we try to, like, we have pending relationships all over. Like, everywhere I look is a pending relationship. Like, oh, yeah, me and her talk. Me and him talk. So, I'm just trying to understand, like, what is that? Like,
you think that delves deeper in terms of us as people in general?
No.
I think a little bit, because I kind of feel like us, we're so, I would say, shaken in society in general, we're scared of committing to anything.
That's true.
100%. Only thing that we really commit to is vices.
But you know what it is? Because people are so afraid to commit because they think, like, the whole walking away or being done or breaking up, like, people are so afraid. Like, it's not the end of the world. Like, yo, we could get in a relationship right now. If we don't work out, then we don't work out. That's it. And that's why it's not so hard for me to be cool with my exes and stuff. Like, people think that's crazy, but I have a good relationship with my exes.
You're the minority.
Sure. Like, I'm able to say, you know what? As a relationship, we didn't work out, but you a cool ass nigga. We could be friends.
Whatever skill set you possess or personality traits that you possess that makes you like that, you need to teach other people. And I'm going to say just women, because that's sexist.
Yeah.
Teach other men and women to have that pride about themselves.
But, you know, it's not always like that.
Because at the end of the day, you feel that way. You are in the minority.
Yeah.
I would say most people that get into a relationship, they're scared of it not working. That's why they stay in such horrible situations.
That's true. They're scared of breaking up. And that's what mind blows me. Like, why are you afraid to... Like, I get it in a sense of, like, I don't want to see this person with somebody else. But I'm talking about the people that's actually, like, unhappy. Like, I don't mind seeing you with somebody. I don't mind seeing myself with somebody else.
Facts.
I don't want to be with you. Like,
facts.
We're not happy. Like, I don't see what's the big deal. I don't see...
You got to have a sermon. Because, like, at the end of the day, you know what's weird? We agree on a lot. Like, a whole lot. But we argue a lot. So, I'm trying to make sense of that.
So, basically, me and Darice, you know... We're going to get a little personal here. We don't agree on everything. We can even talk about our situation if you want. I don't know if you want to put that on the show.
Maybe another episode.
We could give them a little sign about...
Go ahead, yeah.
All right, so, you know, we tried talking. This is some after-show info. So this is a real spicy show. A1 is going to be a little jealous. He's going to be like, damn. But, all right, so in our situation, you know, just to give them a little quick summary, me and Darice, we tried a little talking stage, and it didn't work because... Do you want to tell them why?
No.
Do you want to tell them why?
It's your show. I'm going to give you the honor.
Nah, did you? All right. Because Darice felt that during the talking stage, he can engage with other women. He can flirt with other women. He can do all these things. And not only do all these things, but in my face. So, you know, that's why I'm saying, like, I'm trying to understand, like, in our scenario, because this is a broad topic, you know, we're speaking on behalf of, like, everybody.
Yeah.
But in our situation, what do you feel like? We're going to get some closure on the dose. Yeah, this is a first.
This is a special edition.
This is a special edition. Why do you think, like, it was bad? Because we argued a lot.
I don't think it was bad, though. I think we had a lot of high moments.
We did, but we argued a lot.
I think, you know what I think? I think we got the good just was based on potential. The good was only potential, like, the reasoning why, which is because of the potential. I feel with us, two strong personalities, and ironically, communication wasn't the best.
It wasn't.
Because you were holding back. You were holding back.
But because I know you.
Reasons, I'm about to slay myself. You were holding back, largely in part because you didn't want to give yourself away because I was playing games.
You
were? Like, I was playing a lot of games.
Okay, can you say that one more time for the camera? You was what?
I was playing games.
You was playing what? You said, can we zoom in? Director, can we zoom in on his face? I need this on... I need this live
we
and
can't,
uncut.
I can't erase the tape. I don't own the tape.
No, I need this out there. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
What are you doing, Chloe? For school. No.
Oh, my God.
Chloe, we're going to Disneyland.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, not give yourself, not to go all in. I'm not going to give myself credit for this. What I'm going to say is more or less me, I was still kind of stuck in the older pattern to where I felt to myself, yeah, I elevated her, and that's all I had to do. But it takes work with that. Like, I used to tell you all the time, you don't know the position that you're in. Like, this is big for me. In your mind, she's probably like, nigga, I don't care about that. You need to do better. But yeah. I was so stuck on the fact that I elevated somebody. That's enough.
Yeah.
And that took me learning, had to go after our situation to look back.
Yo, I feel like we both made each other better people, and we both, you know, our talks was good. The talks that me and you have, I haven't had with somebody in a really long time. But that I don't know. I feel like, I think it's safe to say that the talking stage, let's say, is like a pre-trial of what the relationship is going to look like.
Unless you change. And during that stage.
No, that's your time to be like, if we was in a relationship, this is what it would be like. Our pre-trial was bad.
Or you get acquitted and you're stupid enough to go back into it later today. And you've grown in that time period.
That's true too. But I do want to say, you know, I do appreciate you saying, you know, you talking about this.
It's true, but I have to be honest. Yeah.
I appreciate that. You know, he didn't have to tell that story to you guys, but it's because you fuck with the dose, right?
And largely, even more so with just that, you got to grow as a person. You got to recognize your mistakes in the past.
Ooh. So we're about to have another pretrial.
So a lot of mistakes in terms of things that I made, relationship mistakes or business mistakes I've made and things of that nature, and just wanting to be a better person overall going forward. Because I'm not going to reach my level unless I fix my issues personally and within all aspects.
So you're admitting that it was your fault?
I would take the brunt of the blame.
How much?
Probably
at 100%. How much? 80? Like, you gotta speak to me in numbers.
75.
Like, and you feel like the rest was me?
Yeah. Could it be a ghost?
You don't want to take 80?
76.
76. Yeah. All right. I gotta give him the maturity aspect that he admitted he was wrong. I respect that.
Absolutely.
So we cool, right? We still cool.
Well, obviously we cool.
We still cool, right? All right. So Fridays, you already know, is at Opus. Ladies free till 1 on the Never Sober, obviously. And then Sunday, we're going to be at Brunch at Altus Cafe, 35 premix menu, okay? And you'll see you guys there. We got game night back at Altus on Wednesday. Over 20 games, beer pong competition, free admission. I might show up. I might. I don't normally show up, but I think I might do it for this time. So,
it's an event.
Are we going to see you there?
Maybe.
We going to see you there?
Maybe.
All right. I don't like babies.
You probably. Go,
yes.
Probably. I might have 75%.
Look at Jesus Christ.
Also, we got the merch. You got to know the merch.
Yeah, talk about the merch. You can't forget the merch.
You know what I'm saying? We got the Never Sober. And maybe some other stuff coming soon. You know, like the stuff we talked about earlier.
The secret stuff.
The secret sauce.
Gotcha.
You feel
gotcha.
Me? The secret drip.
Secret sauce. I almost caught the joke, but go ahead.
Like I said before, get your merch, man. There's a lot of nice things.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about it.
It's a minority-owned business. Like, why not support? Y'all want to give the white man all your money? Give us some money. NeverSoberNYC.com. There's a bunch of different tabs. Like, whatever you want. There's the bios. This is a shop.
The tabs.
Testimonials.
No, but in all seriousness, guys, we got like a lot of good stuff. We got stuff for the ladies. We even got stuff for the kids. The kids could rock a nice little hat. Those dad hats is fly. Still waiting for mine from Easy. All right, guys. So that is the end of today's show. I got my special guest here, who may or may not be my boyfriend after this. I don't know. We might work on things. This conversation was kind of heavy. I think we're going to have
to. I'm kind of taking it in.
We might have to talk when we leave. We don't know. But no shade to DJ A1. Wish you was here. We guys will definitely see him in the next episode. He got a little toothache. He's getting that handled so he could talk to you guys and bring you guys some heat. I think today, I'm a little flustered. Talk to me, three.
I'm like processing this whole thing because
it was a lot.
Overall, this was a very good experience.
You have fun on the show today. That's all we want. We want you to
come here. I'm definitely gonna be back. I kind of feel like we're gonna put ourselves up to the test in terms of other topics and discussions
that
I feel like a lot of people are gonna enjoy. So that's to be continued. Yeah, the potential for it to get crazy. Because I kind of feel like I'm going to have to reveal and go inside.
All right.
It's like a formal, it's like, you know, suit and tie. Now we're about to get, like, eventually in the jumpsuits and, you know, the foams and, you know, the
yeast. No, you see, the people see it. Anything's possible here under those.
Yeah.
You say that?
Yeah,
anything's possible here under those. But, all right, guys, you know, if you guys want to keep in contact with us again, please make sure to follow The Dose at The Dose New York. If you guys want to follow me, you can follow me at _@AdoreLee. you guys want to follow Darius, I don't know. You still got Instagram?
Yeah.
I know you lay low with that. I know you lay low with that.
You can follow me at XXKingReese. XXKingReece.
Okay. Okay. And, of course, DJ A1. We can't forget you. You guys can follow at DJ A1 _NS. And we will definitely see you guys on our next episode.
Okay.
But, of course, you know, we got to somehow put A1 in this mix. I keep mentioning it because that's my co-host, y'all. I don't know. The loyalty here, the love here is real. Like, what y'all guys see here is all real. So, we're going to leave you guys with DJ One's mixtape. And we're going to let that play. And we'll see you guys next time.
And to be continued. Thank you.
Jesus Christ. And to be continued. Yeah. Bye, guys.
And now for our featured presentation.
Never sober.
You are now rocking with the most certified DJ in the tri-state area.
Yo, what up?
DJ A1.
The dash a digi, the schedule busy. My head in a hoodie, my shorty a goodie. My cousins are crazy, my cousins like boogie. Life is amazing, it is what it should be. Been here for 10, but I feel like a rookie. I tell her look up, cause it's snowing in tussies. But for 3 years, man, you can't even book me. It's me and Lil Baby, the bitch going crazy. Weezy produced it, and Weezy F made me. And she held it down, so she got a Mercedes. Your money records, the army, the navy. It ran me 10,000, I threw it like Brady. The foreign is yellow, like Tracy and Katie. I trusted my niggas, they never betray me. Met all these niggas, they sweeter than Sadie. When I started out, I just took what they gave me. Did all the favors, they never repay me. It worked in my favor, cause nobody
said. Brand new whip, got no keys. Tell them I close, no stops, please. Soon as I done, you can go leave. Got M's in the bank, like yes, indeed. Cartier glasses, I won't even peek at you. Yellow Ferrari, like Pikachu. I got him waiting and watching what he gon' do. Tryna pee what I do, tryna steal my moves. 2500 for a new pair of tennis shoes. The same price, I can make them niggas come and finish you. Though you're being charged, he'll lose like a voodoo. Bill, the boy, 100,000 in the visa. President's attention, I buy, we don't see you. I been getting money, I ain't worried about what he do. I'm getting money like I'm from the 80s. Men, Dre about to drop, man. Niggas gon' go crazy. They know I'm the truth. Coming straight from the basement. I'm straight as a street, man. I come from the pavement. A million all hundreds, it make them go crazy. Wham, wham, wham. Shit on the baby. Brand new whip, got no keys. Tell him I close, no stops, please. Soon as I done, you can go leave. Got M's in the bank, like yes, indeed. Me and my dog going off the way. When you're living like this, they supposed to hate. Brand new whip, got no keys. Tell him I close, no stops, please. Soon as I done, you can go leave. Got M's in the bank, like yes, indeed. Me and my dog going off the way. When you're living like this, they supposed to hate.
How you feel the quarter in the match? Get the brick and transport it through the mattress. Chop a longer than my arm, who on status? Diamond got my wrist slit off the glasses. We got acres of cabbage. Surprise a nigga right up on him on the banjo. We got K's in the attic. Try to run off with a buddy, kill your daddy. How you fit a quarter in the mattress? Get the brick and transport it through the mattress. Chop a longer than my arm, who on status? Diamond got my wrist slit off the glasses. We got acres of cabbage. Surprise a nigga right up on him on the banjo. We got K's in the attic. Try to run off with a buddy, kill your daddy.
Trap being hard, having bass like a Kenwood. Boom, boom. Throwing up the north, that's the hizzard.
No.
Picky on foes, just a blizzard.
Bro.
Point up a five by the scissor.
Sir.
Fuck on the thot, get rid of.
Burr.
Gag on the dick, bitch, spittle.
Slur. Slur.
Yuck.
Slur.
Freakazoid, this a ice puff.
Ice.
Been take a red guts.
Take her.
Throw the bitch away, cause she a mutt.
Mutt.
Fool, hold a chopper on the crutch.
Fool.
I hold a cup of me, you hold a nuts.
Yeah.
I'm on the Adderall, the Chris Tucker rush.
Ay.
I need the powder, cut my dripping like the flood.
Pack.
Got a stash for the fire under the clutch.
Pack.
Niggas mad that I'm rich, they got a grudge.
Rich.
Cool, Maserati, I'm a pinky.
It's cool.
They think I'm Luminati, I'm a dicky.
Fool.
Smoking on my Scotty, got it reeking.
Scotty.
Water on my neck, the sink leaking.
Water.
Feed the bitch meat, kept vegan.
Cow.
I ain't throwing salt, I'm throwing season.
Yeah. True.
I'ma fuck a thot without greeting it.
Bye
bye, it was nice to meet the baby.
Never sober.
I'm ahead of you, but let's see the shoes. Red and blues, ducking from red and blues. Come through like a bruise, red and blue. I got bloods, I got crips, get a clue. Hit a stain on a pack of the boot. Give me top in a whip, got her legs out the roof. No, it ain't no deuce deuce when we shoot. No, we cannot be cool, who is you?
Hey,
she gon' let me fuck that, she walk it out. I be stacking bucks till I couldn't count. Tryna get the fuck out my mama house. Then spend some more bucks on my mama house. I heard her ops don't want drama now. They heard we bought some new llamas out. Yo, bitch, heard we rock designer now. Yo, bitch, heard we rock designer now. Hey, she all in a condo now. Hey,
Yeah, she swallow now. She give me FaceTime like we Skyping. My piece is in like Tyson. That bitch a vacuum like Dyson. That means she give me the brain. You know the game never changed. You know I stay on the way. She want that old Chris, now I don't hold hands. She want that young Chris, now I'm a grown man. Niggas on that young shit, they ain't touching no bands. Hit her from the back, now she walking like an old man. Ahead of you, but let's see the shoes. Red and blues, ducking from red and blues. Come through like a bruise, red and blue. I got bloods, I got Crips, get a clue. Hit a stain on a pack of the boot. Give me top in the wind, got her legs out the roof. No, it ain't no deuce-deuce when we shoot. No, we cannot be cool.
You are now rocking with the most certified DJ in the tri-state area.
Yo, what up?
DJ A1.
Baby, sold out, dates, cash every day. I got you a maze, I light up blue rays. Sheet on my pet, the condo a cave. A DD6, I gotta get laid. My jacket all white, don't mean that it's made. I clean up real nice, I don't got a maid. Her ape in the night, I'm still rocking babe. Live on paradise, I don't see the shade.
Know the back end, I'm back on the road. Know the protect, paid off her show. Tripping this rough, mortars be long. Hoes by the pair, I'm never alone. Sleep on the lair, come on, they go tall. Try 8 in a 2, and let it dissolve. Bombing my dinner, young, I'm on a ball. Rock the whole concert and hot in the frog.
My foreign's a toy, I'm still a kid. Take care this year for Coachella, is lit. Bro got umbrellas, so cover her weed. Open some money, leave them in a trench. Lightning bolt diamonds, cause I'm a ravine. We straight like a lineman, I really got rich. Some more fancy yellow diamonds in my pants. Don't get it confused, I'm still banging the seat. You cut it up, gonna a dun. Niggas try to soak up the drip like a sponge. Hate just contagious, I keep me a gun. I'm focused on making an M in a month. Baby, order 20,000 at once. Walking in by, I'm not asking how much. I'm better than nobody, you need to catch up. Consistently dropping, I need me a dub.
Sold out, next. Every day, I got you a mace, a lot of blue rays. She cheated my pet, the condo a cage. A DD6, I gotta get laid. My jacket all white, don't mean that it's made. I clean up real nice, I don't got a maid. A ape in the night, I'm still rocking bait. Live on paradise, I don't see the shade.
Staring through the visuals, fuck niggas in my peripherals. I see fuck niggas in my peripherals. It's about to be another funeral. I just made a hit up in the studio. I make him flex like a movie roll. I wake up feeling like I'm Al Pacino. Tony Montana, my wrist is on Primo. Looking like fish when I get me a kilo. Wide awake until it's swimming like Nemo. I just go hard, I can let down my people. My mama, she sad, I don't answer her calls. I've been on road, just answering calls. My mind, it ain't right, but it's nothing at all. All by myself, I just go through it, dawg. So think about shorty, but it's history, dawg. I live my life through the hallway, yeah. Don't you hear what my song say? I can't trust me a soul. You never know if they friend or they bold. Trusting myself and I trust in my bro. And he'll be on stage when I'm doing my shows. Yeah, we gon' get it by any means. If a fuck nigga gon' intervene, then he gon' have to watch his back, yeah. Or he gon' lose his whole fucking spleen. It's just me and my fucking team. I can count on them like 1, 2, 3. Holy trinity, real niggas in my vicinity. Fuck a honey, they just keep it infinity. Word of my enemies, yeah. Think I'm insane.
Use me dick down. Now, we don't play radio, don't match with flicks now. I just got a new farm, gotta go party feet now. And I got the dogs with me, yeah, better call the vet now. I want some inside hit now, about to call my bitch now. I got a Harley Dix now, about to pass you Ricks now. I do the whip, no itch now. I got chills and Vicks now. I'm about to Luke can't kick it now. I'm about to chow with the shit now, now, now. Real bitch talk on my kicks, walk. Baby put strong on my dick, walk. I put ice on my kicks, walk. I put red in my drinks, walk. I got hit with my miss, walk. Make a pot great, we win, walk. Man, I got some ice on my ankle, walk. Fuck around, go ahead, slip, walk. They were here smoking my chips, walk. Fight every die my kick, walk. I'm about to pop another ink, walk. Then I'm for my ex, walk. And I got to pull my surf, walk. Not my adjective, red, walk. Man, I hit him on dick, walk.
Left a nigga on red, cause I felt like it. Drill me down in that rash and Laurent jacket. Dapper, dapper, I look fine, and my chicks to fine. No wonder, wonder why I do whatever I like, I do. What I like, I do, I do, I do. What I like, I do, I do, I do, I do. What I like, I do, I do, I do. What I like, I do, I do.
I think it's bad. It's a gift from God.
Gift from God.
I think you broke hoes, need to get a job.
Get a job.
Now I'm a boss, I run my own name on the checks. Pussy so good, I said my own name during sex. I might smack a bitch cause I felt like it. Gucci shoes and a belt like it. Said the Cardi is his favorite fragrance. I'm a rich bitch and I smell like it. I'm in a boss bitch mood. Hey, these heels are Givenchy, ho, these are some boss bitch shoes. If you ain't no boss bitch mood. Hey. For the record, I said record, record sales.
Huh?
I like niggas that been in and out of jail.
Huh?
They say by now that I'll be finished. Hard to tell.
I can tell.
My little 15 minutes lasting long as hell.
Out of my wrist, counting and spinning. Mad at the coop, mine with no tenant. Chop out the top, hit it the limits. I got some cash, I wanna spend it. New paper tag, didn't wanna rent it. Too many fads, too many bitches. Roll my slime, get in my lizard. Better to slide, you'll get slippin'. Hey, we ain't got ties, he gon' ride. He my slime, he my slime. Young gon' go, I'm my prime. Hey, so I think I ain't telling you lies. When you come to business, on hell in mind. Yeah, I'm king face, better my time. Hey, pinch like Gucci, my pants. She can sell dip with no hands. I just spent the rest of my fame. Space my land. Fur got bands. I know the paint of red. Drink to the head. Got two cell phones. Yeah, I'm sipping these meds. Two-tone present Rolex. Yeah, this drippy can't catch. Simon say, do what I say. Cuban link, choke my neck. Why is that Uber DJ? Call him his VVS.
This is what you call a flip. 10 keys from a car to brick. Bentley from his mama whip. K.O.D. he hard as shoot. This is what you call a flip. 10 keys from a car to brick. Bentley from his mama whip. K.O.D. he hard as shoot. This is what you call a flip. 10 keys from a car to brick. Bentley from his mama whip. K.O.D. he hard as shoot. This is what you call a flip. 10 keys from a car to brick. Bentley from his mama whip. K.O.D. he hard as shoot.
You are now rocking with the most certified DJ in the tri-state area.
Yo, what up?
DJ A1.
K-O-D, he hard as you. 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 K-O-D, he hard as you.
And I got all the drugs in the world that you need. We get high to pass time, but bitch, I ain't no fee. I got money on my mind, I be stacking my green. Shawty say she like my style, I be dripping with ease. Please don't send me naked pictures, I don't like the BT. Say she got that super soaker, well girl, just let me see. I ain't worried about shit, these niggas ain't scaring me. I was destined for this life, it's in my destiny. Friends wanna be friends when you doing the most. How you tell me you my bro, then you went out and told. Niggas say they down the ride, but be folding like clothes. Purple hearts all on my garment, I ain't trusting a soul. I roll up to Mary Jane, no, they can't feel my pain. I'm still trapping every day, I think I'm stuck in my ways. If you looking for a handout, get the fuck out my face. I don't care about no friends, because they all were just fake.
Dexter, I just pull up in my cool. I'm not just fucking your boo. Look at my hood and stay blue. Oh, yeah. Fuck your bitch at the school.
Diving that bitch like the pool. Look at my channel, too cool. Now she say she falling in love. She fell in love with the drugs.
Hey, I just my make my boo. She fell in love with a jewel. You had a jewel, but you lost it. My diamonds wet like a faucet.
Yo, bitch, she calling my iPhone. Down in yellow like the Flintstones.
They doing shit that we been on. I'm in New York like I'm Jim Jones.
Bad bitch, I'm a bust in the titties. Good lean, got a fuck on my kidney. More money, got a flex on the bitch. Fucking in the rock, switching position.
Wait. Almost broke, I had to get it. I was trapping at the kitchen. Selling dope, I do the dishes. Trapping, yeah, right in the stove. Make God be my witness.
You say you get money, but I need a witness. But your money shorter than midges. Ice on me, got me frigid. Talk nice, niggas, do you miss it?
Magazine, model, sucking, I'm sloppy. Reef forever, wave, they wanna cop. Play with me, they be finding your body. Wake up, I'ma buy a Bugatti.
Never sober. I just told your girlfriend to drop a pin. Been texting all day, now I'm going for the win.
Go!
Yeah. Every time I touch the hand, man, I teen a sin.
Pray to God. Pray to God.
Yeah. We see you niggas throwing shots, but y'all ain't hit the rim.
Go, go, go. Break.
Now I'm diving in them blue, like I got a fan. I see bullshit from a mile away. Best I can to keep that shit away. Oh, oh. I end up in depression when I'm thinking about my ex. I'm living life right now, but I'm always thinking next. I'm focusing on me right now, I can't even flex. I'm focusing on me right now, I can't even flex.
Hey, I just got back from Dubai. Back. I'm on these lands on high. High. I'm in for a cloud 250. Hey, I'm in for a cloud with me. Fuck JFK Airport, like my nigga grip up and cuss. Say he had a one in Georgia. What? He was sipping on that oil.
I just got back from Dubai. I'm on these lands on high. I just got back from Dubai. I'm on these lands on high. I just got back from Dubai. I'm on these lands on high. I'm in first class with 250. I'm in first class with Meek Mill. Fuck JFK Airport, like my nigga grip up a cuss. Say he had one in Georgia. What? He was sipping on that oil. I been out and I been diving. This shit got me spoiled. They be dressed up head to toe, cause all they bitches loyal. Race, Maybach, drop it, all that. Saatchi, Palace. I hope your hoe don't post that. I made po 4 million cash, thirsty, that's a throwback. No more fun, that bitch boring. I may get your hoe back. This is Zay track and I talk number yay on it. This that good music, fuck around, put yay on it. This a rock track, I fuck around, put J on it. Dope boy, I rock designer with my J's on. I'm always rocking loops, so I'm always on the red carpet. I don't watch the news, don't do gossip, none of my dogs don't.
901 Shelby Drive, look alive, look alive. Niggas came up on this side, now they on the other side. Oh well, fuck them, dawg, we gon' see how hard they ride. I get racks to go outside, and I spit it with the guys. We up on the other side, niggas acting like we tied. I been gone since like July, niggas acting like I died. They won't be expecting shit when Capo go to slide. Cause I told them that we put that shit behind us, but I lied. Ayy, ayy, look who I'm around, man. If I fuck